והנה יחר שידענו והסבר אצלנו, ידענו והסבר. ידענו is something that I've come to the conclusion is true. There are a lot of things that I believe to be true, but they're not absolutely clear. I believe it's true, but that doesn't suffice. When it comes to understanding the Yisaydus of Avodas Hashem, it's Vizbar. I understand in depth and with precision why it's that's the case. So after Hizbar, it's then Amitas HaKlal HaZeh, that the entire purpose of a person coming to this world is solely to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, to come to Olam Habo, not for any tachlis in this world. It's once we understand, the first thing before you draw up a roadmap is you have to know where you're going. When you know where you're going, so then you could have a plan how you're going to get there. But the first thing we've just fulfilled in this sefer, the Ramchal says, is we've pointed out, settled where we're headed, what the goal is. So now we have to do follow the roads that are going to lead there. Then we should examine the details of how we're going to accomplish the plan. You know, you can't buy the materials for a house until you decide what type of house you want to build. So it's going to have three floors, it's going to have brick inside, it's going to have plaster inside, it's going to have wood floors, it's going to have this type of chandeliers. Then you can draw up an architect all the specs of all the things you need to actually build that house. But you first have to decide what the house is going to look like. Once we know what the plan is, then we can start putting all the details in, all the protum. From the beginning of the journey, from step number one, all the way until the ultimate step that a person could take. And this is a very, very important point. He says, "Kamosha Sidram Rapinchos Benyom Maimar Shaloshe Vano Karbak Domaseno." He brought a pasuk at the beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim. He says that what is a Kodesh Baruch Moach Kodesh Baruch Shalom Yimach Even the Yeroi Say, and he divided up into five things: Yero Shemayim and Avas Hashem and Asiyas Hamitzvus and Midas. He has five klolim on which a person is supposed to do his avodah. But the Ramchal did not choose to define that pasuk. That pasuk defines everything that a person has to do in this world. Why? Because that pasuk is not a roadmap. It doesn't tell me how to get there. It just tells me what the goal is. Rav Pinchas ben Yor in his Braisa, is Sidra Rav Pinchas ben Yor b'mayim v'shaloh shivonakvar v'hem, and he tells us specifically that Torah is maybe the days of heroes, since the heroes to reason. This is a roadmap. You follow it step by step by step, and you get to the end. So we're not left in the question, like, I need Avas Hashem, I need Yiras Hashem, I need Midas Tovus and Shmiras Kol HaMitzvus. Okay, so how do I go about it? Pasuk doesn't tell me. But Pinchas ben Yor, and that's why the Ramchal locked in on this braisa, set a roadmap. This is step one, step two, step three, step four. He told us the entire path. Zahirus, Zrizus, we'll see Nikius, Precious, Tyrach, Sidus, and over your Aschid Vakdusha. If we know the goal, and we know how to get to the goal, so now we just have to define what each step in getting to that goal is. And the Ramchal is, in a certain regard, what we would call a global sefer, meaning he gives the global view. He does not spend a lot of time, except perhaps in one place in the sefer, in the Kiyos, where he writes at great length. It usually is not lengthy, it's not very verbose. However, what he spends on one line in the chapter on Zrizus, the Chavos HaLevavos writes 50 pages on that line. Right, he says that what will give a person enthusiasm in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a recognition of the Chesed Hashem, of the Chesed that we receive from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's it. That's the beginning and end of what he writes about it. There's a whole Shar in Chavos HaLevavos, 50 pages long, the Shar HaBechina, to define what that all the varied aspects that Rabbeinu Bechaya saw in that line. It's not a sefer of details, it's a global picture of the elements that will bring us to where we have to go. There are many other svarim that fill in a lot of the detail that's not found in Mesilas Yisrael. But in terms of an overall view of how a person has to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's considered the foremost sefer, perhaps, that was ever written. That's, I believe, what Reb Chaim Volozhin. I asked Reb Chaim Volozhin what was the sefer to learn. He said you should learn all of them. But the fundamental sefer that you should always come back to is the Mesilas Yisrael. Because the Mesilas Yisrael sets the roadmap. Then we can fill in from all the others, from all the details. But in terms of a clear picture of where we're headed, where we want to get, that's the Ramchal in Mesilas Yisrael. And therefore, the Reb Chaim Volozhin suggested this is the primary Musa Sefer. Well, then it's interesting, the Vilna Gaon, when he acquired the Mesilas Yisrael, he was so stunned with what he perceived as the greatness of the Ramchal that he wished to travel to Italy to meet the Ramchal, to speak with him. And then he found out that unfortunately the Ramchal already had passed away. The Ramchal wasn't living anymore, so there was no point in the journey. And to know how careful we have to be with the Sefer, we have varied versions, but which deal either with the first 8 or the first 10 chapters in Mesilas Yisrael. And the Vilna Gaon said that he could not find one extra word. Right? That the Vilna Gaon, known for his very terse style, for his extreme brevity, said he could not find one extra word in the first 8 or 10 chapters of the Mesilas Yisrael. So how careful we have to be to weigh the impact of every word of the Ramchal. So we've begun the journey, and it's a journey. It's a journey that goes through two types of territories. In the first of the three midas that he will discuss, Zahira's, Rizus, and Nikias, those deal with what we call tzitkus. Tzitkus means what a person is obligated to do. A person that does everything he's obligated to do is called a tzaddik. A chosid is someone that does lefnei meshuras hadin. After Nikias, then starts Precious, and then starts all the Midas, the rest of the Sefer deals with the Fnei Meshuras Adin, the Milas Achsidus. So the journey is going to be first through the things which we're all obligated to do, but the Ramchal didn't suffice with that. The Ramchal wanted us to understand, and we'll come back to why, how great a level the human being could achieve. We'll come back next time to what the relevance to us is, because we're dealing with madrigas which are in the stratosphere. But Ramchal, half the Sefer, discusses those madrigas. So we'll come back to that, Be'ezus Hashem, an examination of just what the scope of the Ramchal is, with the purpose of the latter half of the Sefer is for most of us. And then we'll go little by little. We'll start in the second chapter, Be'ezus Hashem Yibarach.